מסכת גטין פרק ג' משנה ד', שלושת דברים אמר רב אלעזר בן פרתא לפני חכמים,
וקימו חכמים את דבריו. Three things Rabbi Eliezer ben Parthe said in front of the Chacham, and the Chacham upheld his words, they agreed with him. Al ir shehi kifu karkum, about a town that was besieged by his enemies. Ba'al asfina ha-meturefes b'yam, and about a boat that was facing very stormy weather and was in danger of sinking. Ba'al hayoyti lido, and about a person that was going out to be judged and was being threatened with a possible death sentence. Shehen b'cheskes kayamim, that they are b'cheskes, that they are alive, these people, we can assume they are still living, even though we heard that they were facing a siege, or facing a death sentence, or facing a possible drowning by sea. Calls mind that we do not hear that they died, we have to assume that they are alive. Avo'ir shekavsha karkum, uzvina she'azda b'yam, v'ayoyti l'harit, meisin alayam chumri chayim v'chumri meisin, but a town that has already been captured by its enemies, and a boat that has already sunk in the sea, and somebody who has already been sentenced to death and is being taken out to be killed, then we have to give them the chumrah that they are alive and the chumrah that they are dead. As we are mesupik, maybe they are already dead, so therefore, bas yisrael lekohen, ubas kohen liyisrael lo tocha b'tumah. If his wife is a bas yisrael and he is a kohen, she can no longer eat tumah, as maybe her husband has already died, and if he died without children, she can no longer eat tumah. Or if she is a bas kohen and he is a yisrael, she cannot eat tumah, even though if her husband died and she does not have children from him, then she can go back to eating tumah. But we have to give him the chumrah also that maybe he is still alive and she cannot eat tumah until she finds out for sure that he died, and certainly his wife cannot get remarried until she finds out for sure that he died.
Pesachis Gittin, Perigimel, Mishnah Hei. Hamei v'get Beretz Yisrael v'chalo. Harei ze mishalcho b'yad acher. A shliach that is bringing a get within Eretz Yisrael from the Baal to the Isha, and he gets sick on the way and cannot fulfill his shlichus. He is allowed to send the get with a different shliach to bring the get to the wife.
As a shliach is allowed to make another shliach if he has an oinus that he cannot fulfill his shlichus, so therefore, here that he is sick and cannot continue his shlichus, he could send the get with somebody else. Now, the reason the Mishnah says he's bringing the get within Eretz Yisrael, as in this case he does not have to be mad that the get was written and signed in his presence, but if he is bringing the get within Chutz La'aretz or from Chutz La'aretz, then since he has to be mad b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam, we will see what the din is in the next Mishnah in that case. V'im amar lo, toli heimena chefetz ploni, lo yishachenu b'yad acher. But if, at the time, the Baal told the Shliach to bring the get to his wife, he told the Shliach that when he gives the get to the wife, he should get a certain object from her to bring back to him. In this case, he cannot make another Shliach to bring the get to the wife and to get the chefet, as the Baal does not want that this object should be given to anybody else but this Shliach. Therefore, he has to fulfill the Shlichus himself. He cannot appoint a different shliach.